He's a state worker who's getting a little old to be living at home. He's got a job with the state that threatens to drive him crazy. Could this be anyone you know? Lee Tonaucci is a playwright with a sharp eye for the foibles of local life and an ear that's well tuned to the rhythms of local speech. That's the setting in his latest play, Echoes of Dat Red Guitar, which opens this week. He's on hand this morning. Good morning, Lee.
Good morning, Chris.
I love that setup of the, aren't you getting a little old to be living at home? I've known a lot of people in that situation.
I think any more and more, it's like cost too expensive to buy your own home, that's why.
Yeah, exactly. But then the whole idea of him being a state worker puts him squarely at the center of local life, yeah?
I still remember my friend saw the commercial for like the Kumukahua Theater commercial. He was like, are you making fun of state workers? I was like, yes, we are. But unfortunately, the show, today's show is good because normally most state workers might be at work already. They would be working, so they wouldn't be able to hear your show. But today, they're off, so they can hear the promo. Huh?
It's very important that they hear it because this is their story, right?
Yeah.
State worker in an office that is filled with colorful characters. And does it happen right when the furloughs hit?
It's right before.
So he's in place when the announcement comes that...
And that's correct. He's the low man on a totem pole, so he's going to be the first for go.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So how does he react to that?
Oh, it's like spoilers, bro, Chris. I don't like to give away too much, but my people are not going to go if I tell
them. Don't worry about
it.
Don't worry about it. That's the setup, yeah?
He may or may not react well, but if you've seen the commercial, he showed him with a gun, that might give a little bit too much away already.
Well, you get this whole idea of somebody with a placid exterior, right? Does he have a reasonably placid exterior?
He can pass for like the normal Joe, but sometimes things set him off and...
Things are simmering, right?
Then he has like anger management comes out.
Yeah. In a setting, describe the setting of his daily life, if you
daily
will.
Daily life, okay? He still lives at home with mom and pops. It's not a happy-go-lucky, typical, local kind of family. The father gets some traumatic war issues going on in his background. He has a little bit of a temper, too. At his work situation, get this girl that he likes, but she might not know he even exists. Get people at work. They kind of pick on him. Get on boss. I guess kind of nice, but not the nicest of bosses.
So the potential is there for him for all this simmering to boil over, yeah?
Correct. So make sure you see the play. You gonna see him, huh?
What's the red guitar?
The red guitar? You don't know. It's not echoes of our red guitar or, you know,
that
echoes of
guitar.
One red guitar. It's echoes of that red guitar. It's
right.
One particular guitar.
Right.
And you don't know which guitar you're talking about.
That's for you to tell me.
It's like William Carlos Williams, bro. So much depends upon a red wheelbarrow. You don't know which red guitar. Kikaira. You don't know Kikaira?
Tell me.
You don't know Kikaira? How old was you in like 1974?
I was already much too old for
much
all
too
stuff.
Old for Kikaira.
I've been old all my life, Lee. What can I tell you?
So for the people who know, like, what is that red guitar? The first guitar they should think of is, you know, Jiro's red guitar from Kikaira.
So fill me in.
Growing up in the 70s, like, that was like a Japanese superhero show. And even though the thing had subtitles, that was still the most popular show amongst all the keikis. So that's a show I was hoping for to acknowledge for reference. Because I seen one play before that kind of talked about Kikaira and had some of the Kikaira references. But it only brought up like the campier aspects of Kikaira. Never go into the deep, serious themes that, you know, was found in the show.
Which are what?
It's about man's ability, you know, to fight off all like these dark influences. You know, is man good or is man bad?
Issues that are affecting the hero of your play, right?
Correct. He's the hero, but he's also the anti-hero.
Okay, so Kikaira is going to be his salvation in a sense, right?
That's his Japanese amakua.
Yeah,
if there is such one thing.
Well, there is now, right? that's the power of the playwright, right?
Yeah.
So his amakua is to whom he turns with the stresses of this state job are getting to be a little too much for him?
Well, he decides early on that he doesn't want to feel, so he wants to be a robot like Kikaira, because Kikaira doesn't feel. So, and he tries to be good, but a lot of times he ends up, you know, not doing things that's so good.
So that's obviously the direction of the action of the play, right? Who are some of the other characters?
Okay, again, Guy, he's the main guy.
Right.
Get the girl that he likes, his name is her name is Girly.
Uh-huh.
See how creative all these names is, huh?
It's really. And must have stayed up all night.
Then Gaming Guy, he's like the office bully. His name is Gage, because he always tries to gauge how well he's doing against other people.
Uh-huh.
And then get other characters like the boss. His name is Gil. And then get Ganon and Garen. And then the question you should ask is, Lee, how come all these characters start with G?
Okay, consider it asked.
I was thinking that too. I was writing down all the names. Hey, how come everybody's name starts with G? I figured if anybody asks me, I'm just going to say, it's all G.
Okay, fair enough. You excited about this one?
Oh, excited about every play. Every play is like having like a new baby born, so always very excited to go.
But you've been staying away from rehearsals for the last...
I just go when they ask me for come down, so not like I purposely stay away.
Uh-huh.
But the last time I went, which was a few weeks ago, they had Act 1 all down, so hopefully by now they have Act 1 and Act 2 down.
I would imagine they did,
she hopes
you?
So, yeah.
You're going to be there at the premiere then?
Oh, definitely. Got to go. Yeah.
Do sometimes people laugh at moments you didn't expect them to and not laugh at moments you did? Have you found that in the past?
Sometimes. Sometimes people have like odd senses of humor. I was like, why are you laughing at that for? It throws off the whole audience if like only one person laughs at like a weird part.
Yeah.
So hopefully everybody laughs all at the same time and then comes more fun, yeah?
Well, aren't you one of these people who might be the only one in the theater laughing at a certain moment in a play or movie?
Oh, I don't know if I'm going to laugh, because I wrote all the jokes, so I don't know. I guess we shall see. I guess it's going to be like those surprising moments that, you know, people laugh and I never expect them to. That's going to make me laugh. So I'm going to be the oddball that's throwing everybody off. Yeah?
Well, maybe you'll get more laughs than you even expected.
Oh, maybe. Maybe the play is going to be 4 hours instead of 2 hours, because people are going to be laughing. Yeah?
Well, it's not that would scare them away. 4 hours in a theater.
Well, you get more bang for your buck if 4 hours. Eh? $20 for 4 hours instead of $20 for 2 hours.
If you can sell it that way, I congratulate you. That would be a trick. That really would. Well, good luck with the show, Lee. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for conversating with me.
Sure. Lee Tarnucci is the author of Echoes of That Red Guitar, which opens Thursday, runs until June 28th at Kumukahua Theater in downtown Honolulu. He'll have a talk story with the audience after the June 5th performance, and you can learn more about the show on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.